Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, you love to send me these spontaneous topics for our show episodes, and I knew there was a reason that we missed releasing an episode last week. Well, because we did not record
kind of covert,
an episode,
right?
Now,
a little covert MIA there, yes.
So why did we not record an episode? It seems your topic for today's show shed some light on the issue. It's called MIA due to an MRI. And I'm not talking about the airport code for Miami International Airport. And we all know what an MRI is. All right, along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. Welcome to a must-hear episode, well, all of them are, of the Journey to Their radio show. It seems that more and more listeners are catching the show on the Stitcher and Spoke apps. Spoke is the SiriusXM app. If you have the Podcasts app from iTunes on your device, it's quite easy to find us by searching Journey to There. And you can also find us on iHeartRadio or directly from the SoundCloud player on our website at journeytothere.com. Tracy, you're scaring me with this topic now. Discussing the details of an MRI on the show today, is that okay?
It's okay. I have to say that we're going to get a little raw today, or not you so much as me. I'm always pretty open to being vulnerable on the show, but based on the fact that I started the show and named it Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth, and the reason and the mission and the platform and the soapbox often behind the show is that my purpose is to help people shortcut their learning curve and not to have themselves ask themselves the question, how did I get here again? Because I like to think that I come across as this like a guru expert, so that I walk and talk the talk and venture down the path so you don't have to.
This is another example of you not putting on the oxygen mask first before you help out the one next to you.
Right. So, I have to ask my same self the question, how did I get here again? Which is why I was kind of reminding you of why we started this in the first place. And last week was the very first week ever in almost two consecutive years of, which is almost, 104, almost 104 consecutive weeks that we have not recorded an episode for Journey to There. And the reason that we did not record an episode last week is during the time of which we would have been recording said episode,
you were having an episode.
I was having an episode. Yes, I was. And it's really, it was scary, and it's not at all funny. And I'm sharing it because you would think that based on all of the, 90 so episodes that we've had, of which I've talked about, finding out your why and really being in tune with yourself and paying attention to your body when it gives you signals. And I don't know that we've actually ever had that particular episode, but guess what? We're having it today. So I was MIA last week due to an MRI. And to reveal the big mystery, what does that mean exactly? Well, Russ, I see the look of concern on your face. Let's just say to you and to you listening that I am okay today. But yes, I was rushed through with a stat MRI last week. And have you ever had an MRI, first of all, Russell?
I have not. My wife has, and she does not like the enclosed places, and she freaks out big time
one. I guess I should state for the record that the MRI was on my brain. And the first question that she did ask of me before said MRI occurred was I claustrophobic? And I just kind of looked at her like, is my answer really relevant at this point?
Right.
I mean, it's like that. So I looked at her and I was like, well, I think I can get through it is how I answered it.
I think we have to get through it.
But a little bit of a backstory on why the stat MRI. So I have been having some interesting symptoms, of which I honestly have to tell you that I did not connect the dots on all at one time. It took a course of about 3 or 4 months. It did. I know.
Wait, didn't you say pay attention to your body?
I did. And well, I'm saying pay attention to your body to those listening today, because I think that I have highlighted in episodes previously about being physically, spiritually, emotionally exhausted, but not ever really touching a lot on the physical side of things before. And more than likely because I've spoken a lot about my spiritual exhaustion. I've spoken a lot about my emotional exhaustion and during times of my life. But this is gets to be the newbie for me. I don't think that I have ever actually gone through such physical exhaustion symptoms that I experienced that led to such a such a scary procedure, and also prior to the procedure, such a scary mindset. And so the long story short of what has happened, and it's interesting, I always have to say, it's interesting before I tell you the story. What's interesting about the story I'm about to tell you is that Russ has been really teasing me a good bit over the last couple months about some texts and emails that I've been sending him that have had like some really weird typos and things
like
that.
That's just because you go too fast.
And he's been saying, like, you really need to slow down. Like, your texts and your emails are typos. Are you sending these to our clients? You know, and I'm just like, no, they're just to you.
Yeah.
Well, one of the symptoms that I was having was my inability to type in the way that I had typically been typing in the past. And that's one of the things that I noticed. So all the symptoms that started presenting themselves had to do with the left side of my brain causing symptoms on the right side of my body. So I was having difficulty with typing. My vision got super blurry. That was probably one of the scariest things that was happening to me. I'd gone to the optometrist twice. I went once about 2.5 months ago, and then once like 2 months. Wait, I'm sorry. I went like 90 days ago before this episode, and then I went right after that. I went back a couple weeks later because I thought I just needed to get my prescription changed and that they hadn't changed it correctly, and I just couldn't seem to get my vision corrected. But then I'm about to turn 50, so I thought, well, maybe I'm going into reader world. I mean, there were all these things that were happening to me, but I was justifying them in all these
different
ways.
Right,
my vision's blurry. I must need readers. Well, these readers don't work. I'll get a stronger pair. These don't work. Whoa, these are too strong. Wait a second. Take my contact in. Put them out. Put my glasses on. Take them off. I mean, it was like kind of a little excessive, but who noticed, right? Except for me. Mm. And so also my husband, who is a great, he's a great watchdog, and he's also, you know, he kind of cares about me. And he had just been noticing, like, I can run 90 miles an hour and be somewhat forgetful, but I was having some really odd forgetful moments. For example, we had gone to Savannah, Georgia, which is a beautiful place. A lot of people love to go to Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this or not, Russ, but did you know that Savannah, Georgia is where the Girl Scouts are founded?
I did not know that.
Well, neither did I. And here's how it's relevant to my story today. We went to Savannah, and this is all you got to keep in mind. This has all happened around the last 90 days or so. So about 90 days ago, right about the time I went to the optometrist, we went to Savannah, and it was in the summer, so there are lots of tour groups of young girls, and they're all wearing Girl Scout t-shirts. And I asked Rob, I was like, why do you think all these Girl Scouts are here? And Rob, who knows everything about everything, he knows a little
he
bit
said,
about
duh,
a lot of
because
things.
They were founded here.
Huge history buff says, yes, well, the Girl Scouts were founded here in Savannah, Georgia. And I was like, did not know that. Well, not even 10 days later, we had been in South Carolina for checking on a rental property that we had. And we were coming back through, and we went through Savannah to get the best ice cream in the world at this place called Leopold's, which has been there since like the 50s.
Maybe up for argument as far as ice cream is concerned, but that's another topic.
Best ice cream in Savannah? Okay.
Okay, so, I'll give you that.
But worth driving there. So you got to kind of see the stage is set. So we're there and we're going to get the ice cream, walking down the street in downtown Savannah. And there are a lot of girls with Girl Scout t-shirts on. And I say to my husband, why do you think there are all these girls here with Girl Scout t-shirts on?
Oh my gosh.
And he looks at me and he goes, do you not remember the conversation that we had about this? And I had zero. I mean, Russ, like, I can see your eyes wide as silver dollars right now. But I had zero recollection of the conversation. Not even like, oh yeah, I forgot we talked about that. Or, you know, a lot of times people will say something and you may have just not archived it because it didn't seem relevant at the time. But when they bring it back up, you're like, oh, totally, I remember that. No, zero. Like he was like almost like begging me to remember, like trying to get me to guess. I had no recollection of it.
Wow.
Nothing. And then he tells me it's the history of that's where the Girl Scouts started. And
now, when he told you the second time, did he have a look of concern on his face while he was telling you?
Oh, totally.
Because
totally.
I'd be freaking out.
Like, I know. And, you know, my default mechanism is always to use humor and usually self-deprecating
humor.
Clearly,
look at the smile on your face right now.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing funny about this at all. And so I had tucked that back and back away in my mind and thought, you know, that's kind of weird. And it was. And I just kind of compartmentalized it, decided not to think about it anymore. And so as these 90 days progressed, my headaches kept getting worse. And I know that there was one time that we had to delay a recording because I was suffering from migraine.
Right.
And I have often had headaches like off and on throughout the year. So me presenting with a serious headache was not anything that rose the red flag for me. But what started happening was I started having migraines that were lasting 2 and 3 days at a time. And so then, you know, around 6 weeks ago, I thought to myself, perhaps I should start tracking these headaches because they seem to start be happening a little bit more frequently. So you can see there was some awareness happening at that point.
See, but and I would think your go-to default would be, oh, this is just stress.
Initially, it was. Yes, initially it was. However, when they were lasting for 2 and 3 days and they were happening like closer together,
right,
that started making me concerned. Well, and in the middle of this, I had a little fender bender in my car, which was not like a big deal, except for I did get, you know, collided on the driver's door of my car while it was in movement. So, yes, one could imagine that I could have gotten a little shaken up and perhaps had a little neck or head, you know, kind of pain from that. So I'm thinking, well, maybe the headaches are as a result from my not such a fender bender, by the way. Neither was it my fault, by the way. State Farm, thank you very much. So, all that being said, I was having these random things. Well, here comes the big crescendo. So, we've been having some migraines. We've been having some forgetfulness. My typing has been, like, less... nothing to write home about, pardon the pun.
Right.
And I have been having a little bit of trouble catching some words. Like, I've been, like, forgetful around. And I have a college degree in interpersonal communications. And I've been on the show even. I've been having a little bit of a problem trying to find the right word at the right time. But none of these seem connected to me. And I was in California, current time now. We're called up. 3 months worth of this kind of weirdness. And I am having this amazing, it was a business trip slash reacquaintance with some entrepreneurial women that I hadn't seen in several years. Uh-huh. And meeting a lot of new women. And it was a weekend that was spent in the Napa Valley area of California. Gorgeous place, gorgeous home, like 13. You can only imagine the energy in this one amazing house with like 15 self-made entrepreneurial women all, wow, like together for brainstorming and retreating.
A lot of energy in that house.
A lot of energy in the house and something that I would just be all like want to be all up in the middle of, right?
Definitely.
Well, I did want to be all up in the middle of it. However, I was sick. I arrived there on a Wednesday. I had a headache. I thought, okay, dehydrated, flying, whatever.
Well, look at you with the excuses.
I know. Your brain is a powerful, powerful organ of denial and...
Gosh.
And yes, very, very much so. Power of denial. So I had a headache on Wednesday and I took some Advil and then thought it was from flying. And then basically I was there from... I was in California from a Wednesday until... and I flew back on a Tuesday. So I was there for almost a week. And I was essentially sick the entire time. By the time I was about midway through this amazing weekend with all these entrepreneurial women, I was so sick from my headache that I could not get out of the bed. Mm. And I was like physically ill. I couldn't really see. I was really pretty freaked out. And I had to accept that there was something wrong with me.
Oh, Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I have someone who's very, very, very close to me who is a registered nurse. And so, of course, you know, I also have someone close to me, very close to me, who is a neurologist. And God forbid I ask for help.
Yeah.
But
that's Tracy.
So, and I also have multiple sclerosis runs in my genetic family. So one of the females that was at the retreat, she had noticed that forgot to tell you, I have a few tremors in my hands. Hands were tremoring. Thought I had a little too much caffeine. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Caffeine, and dehydration, stress.
Caffeine leads to dehydration. And when you're flying, you get even more dehydrated.
I'm turning 50. So.
I'm turning 50. I can't
excuse
see a damn
after
thing.
Excuse.
So then this wonderful woman who I didn't even know very well. She had been hanging out with me earlier that day and noticed that my hands had tremors. And then, of course, I was like, golly, my head hurts. I forgot to eat today. I need to get something to eat. So I got something to eat.
Here's another one.
I thought my blood sugar was low.
Lack of nutrition, low blood sugar.
Need a little iron, so I ordered a hamburger. I mean, it was just like the list goes on. And so basically, as I was laying there and everyone else was having this amazing dinner that, you know, catered, brought in, everybody was enjoying this incredible experience in this house. And I'm like in my room with this, you know, migraine where I can't even see. And I had all of these neurological components just downloaded to me at one time. Everything from the tremors to the forgetfulness to the not remembering words to, you know, forgot to tell you my right eye was drooping because of my headache. You know, just all kinds of these sort of central nervous system oriented symptoms. And then one of the women that was on the retreat works a lot with kids with autism. And so she says to me, have you considered, she goes, I really think you probably need to get this checked out. You might be presenting with the symptoms of MS. Well, okay. Then I go completely crazy because MS runs in my biological family. I'm adopted, but I do know some of my history in terms of my biological family. So I know that this runs in my family and I don't know a whole lot about my genetic history. So right. That was like something that just really stuck out to me. So I'm like, oh my God, I have MS. And, you know, I didn't even think it was genetic and now it is. And so I am in California, not in my own home, completely
freaking out,
making phone calls to nurses and neurologists just to see, like, is there something wrong with me? Of which they were both very concerned. Of course, who wouldn't be once you put all the symptoms together in one big laundry list like I just did?
Yeah.
And so I came home. And I did go to the doctor. And in the meantime, I need to pause and let you know that thank you to my insurance, which we're not going to go down this rabbit hole, that I had been on a certain medication that I had been taking and it was not a generic drug. And about 4 months ago, the insurance, when I had to switch insurance companies because they were no longer represented in my state, I had to get a new insurance company, and they did not cover said existing prescription. So my doctor, who I have an amazing doctor, gave me an alternate prescription because of the it could get covered by insurance. So right. Now I hope you're kind of piecing this together. So
when you say thank you to my insurance, that was a sarcastic thank you.
Well, it was sarcastic and thank you for poisoning my brain, but at the same time, thank you for it not being MS or a stroke, which is what we thought that it might
so
have been.
So this is where we're at. We're at. It's all down to it's not stress. It's not lack of nutrition. It's not dehydration. And it's not MS.
It's not MS, thank goodness. And yes. So I went to the doctor and I told her about everything that was happening. In the meantime, I had gone, it had been advised to me to go and cross-check the medications that I was on and make like a list of all the symptoms. And I'm saying this because I don't know a lot of people do this. And if you only take one thing away from this episode other than pay attention when your body is giving you warnings and speaking to you and yelling at you and then beating you up over the head, you know, think about this because I go to my doctor like every 90 days to have blood checked based on some of the medicine that I do take that because it's based on, you know, blood levels and things like that to make sure everything is correct. One of them is the thyroid medicine. I don't mind talking about it because, you know, if you have to have that checked routinely to make sure it's still working efficiently. So I've been going to the doctor so regularly, it didn't really cross my mind that it could have been something related to the side effects of medicine. And also, I felt like that the doctor, which she had been pretty much on top of cross-checking the side effects of the prescriptions that, you know, making sure that layering them wasn't causing any kind of reaction that happened. But when it was switched to the generic, which is ultimately what happened with me, that particular drug just went haywire in my central nervous system.
Wow.
And as a result, it created these migraines, which then ultimately the migraines then presented the symptoms of the stroke and all the other neurological things that were happening to me, which were super scary. And one of the advice that was given to me before I got back home and could go to my doctor was to take every symptom that I was having and write it down, and then every drug that I was taking and go and research and cross-reference the symptoms with the side effects. And I had never done that before. And I felt actually a little silly because you know, you were prescribed drugs from your doctor, so you just assume I'm prescribed these drugs, they must be okay.
Right.
My doctor prescribed them. And then I didn't research the side effects. And when I started looking at some of the side effects, they were pretty scary.
Yeah, let me give you this, though. Look at all the drug commercials. I mean, you know, they want you to take this drug, but, you know, this, you know, drug may cause you to jump off a building, may cause your head to pop off. I mean, there's side effects that are just, I mean, who would even want to think about taking this medicine? But they sell the medicines, and we're so immune to all of these side effects that you read on these bottles, and oftentimes, you know, we'll take the medicine and nothing happens. So you get immune to the side effects. So, and then when it happens to you,
right,
obviously...
Or you might think that if it's going to happen, that it would happen right away. It wouldn't happen over the course of, you know, a 4-month window of time. But as I look back on it, I can see how things really started escalated. So how they escalated.
Yes.
So by the time that I actually went to the doctor, I mean, I had so many really scary symptoms simultaneously that's when she ordered. She said, and not to be like super drama queen, but she said, I do believe that it's probably this one prescription. However, because you are having all of these symptoms that are pointing to some neurological challenges, I don't think that's the word she used. That's what I'm going to use. I'm going to order you a stat MRI.
Wow. Like, all right. So before you got the MRI, she was actually under the impression that it was a side effect.
But you never really know, like, if they're saying that and they really just want to make you feel better about yourself.
No, I don't think so.
But I do really believe that that's what she thought it was. And then I was very grateful that they could then, I mean, I don't know, like in this particular hospital, I mean, I've never been ordered a stat anything. Although I know like when you're probably about to have a baby and you're in delivery, they probably clear the pathway for you,
right,
like to make sure you get to the delivery room on time. Well, I pretty much saw a parting of the people when I went to the hospital with an order for a stat brain MRI. It was like, whoa, here she comes. Yes. And that's not the VIP treatment I aspire to have, but it was quite wonderful that they did take me in so quickly, actually, and read the results quickly and find that it was the side effects. So all of that being said, I am here, happy, well, healthy.
Yes.
But boy, did I need another wake-up call? No, I didn't think I needed another wake-up call. But that window of time between thinking that there was something really seriously wrong with me and messing with things that have to do with your brain and your stability and your function and things, that was probably... I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of wake-up calls, so I'm not gonna diminish any of them. But I wasn't really expecting one this year. I wasn't expecting one this month. I wasn't expecting one this week.
Well,
and
I'm glad you got it, and it's out of the way. So the lesson of this episode: pay attention to your body. I'm sure you have some takeaways from this.
Oh yes.
So we're gonna.
And some postscript thoughts and feelings, of course.
We're gonna check in with all of that right after this.
Podcasting is becoming the hottest marketing platform and most personal way to convey your message to the world. Is the only thing keeping you from launching your podcast not knowing how? ProduceYourPodcast.com gets you there. Let our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters relieve the overwhelm of launching, managing, and growing your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. Contact us at ProduceYourPodcast.com for a free 15-minute consultation. ProduceYourPodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to There.
So we missed launching an episode last week. I thought it was a day off because Tracy was feeling guilty for working me like a dog in the prior weeks, but no, we were MIA due to an MRI. And I wanted to ask you, the doctor was under the impression that this very well could be a side effect, but why stat MRI? Why were there parting of the people as they were, you know, taking you into this MRI?
Well, I think that, and what I understood, so not what I think, but what I understood
was... how did that not scare the you-know-what out of you?
Well, it did. I'm not going to lie. It did. Not so much that I didn't go get a coffee before I went to the hospital, but, you know, I think that was me being in denial. Because, yeah, why don't I get all caffeinated up before
exactly.
I go into an MRI? Yeah, see, I am insane. I think technically it was a decaf, but whatever. So... It's because when, even though she assumed it could possibly be as a result of the side effects of the medicine, because what I was presenting with was such serious symptoms, you just can't mess around with
it. I mean, were they thinking maybe stroke?
Yeah, well, what she thought fundamentally was that my friend that's a neurologist also said this exact same thing in very Dr. Heady language. But the distilled version was that once you have clusters of migraines, that even once the pain of a migraine goes away, that they can still provide or create these symptoms that are very serious, such as the drooping eye and then, right. Oh, I was having numbness too on my right side.
Oh my goodness.
And catching words and using words like instead of saying like symptom, I would say system. And it was, yeah, I mean, I was having all of the things that would require one to have a stat MRI.
Okay,
In fact, when I was talking to him on the phone, he said, you know, if it were my wife, I would say you need to hang up right now and call your doctor. So that's what I did.
Good.
But what I really want to close with is not so much that, I mean, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude, obviously, that that it was medicine and I am able to have that get out of my system and feel so much better. But what I really want to point out is that, you know, I was living very, very busy. I was being very busy. I was working very frantically. I was not necessarily being present in my body with my symptoms that were presenting themselves, and the ones that were, I was denying. And so I really feel like that it was a wake-up call for me. And I also think that sometimes when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And after this happened, I really did. I took 4 or 5 days of nothing but like real rest. And I was listening to some podcasts. And I was listening actually to the Super Soul Sunday podcast that Oprah does. But she had an author that she was interviewing. And the author's name was Shauna Nequest. And she wrote a book that's called Present Over Perfect. And it was about the fact that she was leaving busyness and frantic living and rediscovering the person that she was meant to be. And I really, really appreciated her insight on this, because she said that essentially she just had to basically wake up and realize that she had been like fake relaxing. And that's what I did not really know exactly what she was talking about by that, but it made me laugh out loud when she described it. And she goes, fake relaxing is when like you put on your pajamas and everybody else in the house is like laying low and low key, and you put on your pajamas or whatever, but you're like checking your email, doing your laundry. You're like, you're not sitting still. You're like still this little mini tornado in your house while everybody else is kind of like hanging out low key, and you're like fake relaxing. And I realize that I'm doing that all the time. I'm unloading the dishwasher. I'm checking the email. I'm loading the laundry. I'm doing this. And like, I'm never actually really relaxing. So after this happened, I've never binge watched so much television in my life, because I was trying so hard not to do anything work related. So I watched all episodes of The Ozarks. Don't know if you've seen it.
Nope.
Highly recommend it. It was on Netflix, I think. I binge watched that. And I listened to this podcast. I really loved what she had to say. She's all about like living a life of meaning and connection. And just basically just taking into consideration that we're just keep pushing and proving and trying to just keep developing and establish our self-worth to others by how busy and how much we can accomplish. And at the end of the day, like for me, here I am again. I had my big old fat wake-up call in the form of, you know, three acronyms, MRI. And that is not the way that I want to be or who I want to be or how I want to live my life. But yet here I was again. So my lesson now out of this, obviously, is that if you're not paying attention, your body will keep reminding you until you do, and you don't want to let it get to that place.
Well, so. I am glad to see you have a genuine smile on your face. I'm even happier to. I'm looking forward to tonight, because I can't wait tonight to accuse my wife of fake relaxing.
Fake relaxing, I know. Like that's the. It's the, like the new. You know, fake is the new relax or whatever.
Pajamas and iPhone don't mix. Hey, did I ever tell you, Tracy? I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the listener. Did I ever tell you how much we appreciate you hanging out with us at the intersection between personal and business growth? It's not just
happy to be here.
It's not just
Literally.
A radio show or a podcast. It's Journey to There, and you just heard it. Hey, tell your friends and associates to listen on their favorite app, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SiriusXM's app called Spoke, or online at JourneyToThere.com. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba, and we are excited about our next episode. Make sure you join us. Tracy, we need a topic for the next episode.
Well, all I have to say is there's a reason it's called Journey to There. It's because we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. We'll have one, and it's going to be good.
Stay tuned. We'll get you there.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.